The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
I am speaking on the theme, arousing provoking God's heart with a sacrifice. Arousing or provoking God's heart with a sacrifice. Stroke Isaac sacrifice. Beloved,
I don't know.
God is never affected by anything in this world.
Hey,
God is never affected by the news we are hearing. Never. Our God is a constant God. He changes not. He is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. God is one. God is holy. God is powerful. God is kind. God is love. God is gracious. God is faithful. Nothing affects him. He doesn't need anything from us. Look, he doesn't need your money. He doesn't need you. You rather need him. You rather need him. But he has created you and I in his image. And he has placed you and I here on earth to govern, to rule and reign, to be the gods of creation. That was the nature he gave to Adam.
When he saw the man Adam,
he placed all things under his feet, including Satan. And Satan began to envy Adam.
Now, Satan, if you say, "Bray Adam,"
how can it be that I was there? I was watching how God molded the earth and breathed. I was watching. Because that time Satan has been cast out of heaven on the earth. So he saw how man was created. How can this person be given authority over me? No! Satan heard everything that God said to Adam. You are to eat every fruit. But the one in the middle, do not. The day you eat, you would die. Satan say, yes. I've got the key now. So Satan started aiming at the tree. The tree. He knew he could not get Adam. Because Eve was not there. When God was speaking to Adam, Adam only told Eve.
Adam, Eve.
That these are the commandments of God. When people are talking about the commandment, that is where the commandment started from. Theologians. When people are saying some of the things they are under the law, under the Ten Commandments, this one is not in the New Testament. The commandment started in Genesis. It started with Adam. Don't eat this. A theologian is speaking to you.
Now, Obia, what you see, I trust some pan or cast it away.
People say that is not part of it. It is the Ten Commandments. Titan is not in the New Testament. I don't know the theology people study. Dead theology. Theology without the leadership of the Holy Spirit. The letter killeth.
That I need a kum.
But the Spirit gives us life.
And so,
that was the commandment.
When he,
Adam, said, don't eat.
Adam,
the day you eat,
and
you will
no,
die.
Who?
And Satan said, oh. Okay.
And Satan can say, oh, man. Who?
So he started targeting.
If you are sitting in any
targeting.
See so.
Targeting.
See so.
And because he knew that he couldn't get Adam.
And I'm so to me in San Adam.
He went to Eve.
Or call Eve in chain.
Did God say? Yes. God said it. He said, we shouldn't even touch.
I see my empire sample and car.
He said, no.
I see, oh, and this,
you don't understand God.
One thing I mean, I say,
God knew that you'll be like him.
Yamin himself, obey, sir, or no, Yamin.
Hey. So there is something God is hiding from me. From us. I want to be like God.
And then Bessem yes in Yami.
Eve never knew that she was already like God.
Now on no dear own so or to say Yami put
that. That is why it is women that men propose to.
Anything a man a mema.
Every woman that is married.
Oh baby, a waware.
A man use words to win you.
Oh be man in Samson or the enyao.
Words
in some.
Words.
Yes,
when I was proposing to my wife, I wrote 4 pages, front and back, front and back, how I was feeling, how this, when we were in school, when I started praying, then God would tell me, what about Gladys, and I found the voice and all that, because we were already friends, we knew each other, I was the president, you were the vice, and this, and this, and this, and after school, what was happening? When she was replying, she wrote only 4 lines.
That's
4 pages front and back. To only 4 lines. If what you are saying is from God, I have no objection. Finish.
No.
Of course, she started. Praise the Lord, Brother Boja. I hope you are fine. I hope everything is fine. Thank you for your letter. But what I can say is that if what you are saying is from God, I have no objection. Four pages, or is it 8 pages front and back now?
Eight.
From there, I realized that when you are talking to women, don't talk too much. And do you know something? It is after Satan has spoken to Eve.
Now, Satan any Eve
and convinced Eve.
No, wait me,
Adam to eat the food.
Any Adam, my dear, you know.
That's what has brought about this world.
Waiting at this side, we are seeing how we are.
That's what has brought the kind of people we are.
And at this side, if I go ahead, you know,
we fail. The whole world
fail.
Everything fail. That was why Jesus had to come.
And then I say, yes, to Osamba.
To restore us back.
Now, Osam say, I never will be
right now in Christ.
And to say, oh, Christ,
you are more than Adam.
Oh, say, Adam.
You are more than Adam.
Oh, say, Adam.
In Christ, you and I. We are more than Adam.
Yes, say, Adam.
But we are still living in a fallen world.
Now, see, that's what we are seeing.
Now, do you know where we are living? We are living in the realms of God. The realms of God. Where God is where we are. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6 says that we are seated in heavenly places. with Christ Jesus.
Any Christo.
Ephesians 2:6.
We are
seated with Christ in heavenly places. In Philippians 3:20. We have been made citizens of heaven. That is who you are. In Christ. So just as the world doesn't affect God, the economy doesn't affect God, that is the realm God has brought you and I. That the world should not affect us, the economy should not affect us, nothing should affect us, but it still affects us. Do you know why? We have the flesh. This flesh is also falling. So it affects us. We still feel pain. We still experience lack. We still experience poverty. But do you know something? That's why God has given us his word. That we should not trust the flesh, but we should trust the word. So even though you are feeling something, even though you are hearing something, tune into the word. What does the word say? Hold on to the word.
So
not to what you are hearing. Not to what you are feeling. Since I went to see this great man, he prayed a prayer with me and said, when you leave me, may God connect you to the right people who are in your line. Very few of them. Look, when it comes to your destiny, it's like secondary school.
I said to a school.
I don't know how it is now.
But
during our time, 4-1-2-3, general subjects, music,
French,
account,
literature,
Bible method, business method,
and I said
BM. All kinds of things.
Even
art, drawing.
What?
Local dialect. Ebe.
Yes, sir.
Chewy. Come and see how people dodge classes. Unfortunately, they always put music and local dialect at the last.
So,
music class, you see only 5 people there. Every class, you see only 10 people there. People were not serious. We were
being
about 18 subjects.
Yeah.
4-1-2-3. But when you get to form 4, you have now selected. If you are going for science, if you are going for arts, if you are going for business, Charlie, at that time, people were dodging classes to see them sitting alert because they have now chosen their destiny. What they think is their destiny. That's how life is. You need everybody general. But when it comes to your destiny, you don't need everybody. You only need some people.
1-1-1.
Just as a man, you don't marry all women. Out of 1,000 women, out of 1,000,000 women, you pick only one. That is your destiny.
When you celebrate,
that's how life is.
Say na brabon so tie.
You need everybody.
We here obia.
But you don't need everybody.
Na so we here so obia.
You don't need everybody. So, immediately, God just showed me 2 people who I've been listening to. One guy in South Africa. And this morning, I sent some videos. Please, go and take that. When I send some, I want to add a note. It is long. find time to listen. Anything that blesses me, I want that thing to bless my people. Yes, that's why I send them. Those of you who are not on Deliverance WhatsApp page, please go there. Because some of you, I don't have your numbers. And listen. Some of them, God is confirming the things I have preached here. I was listening to this man. I couldn't hold it. I had to start spreading it. Beloved, God's heart, God's innermost being can be provoked. I say it can be provoked. Whilst we are here on earth, in this fallen world, there are principles that God has set down for us to be blessed. Look, he doesn't need your money. He doesn't need your anything. Let me tell you this morning. If none of you bring a Pessoa, this temple will still be built. I said this temple, we shall still finish it. If you don't pay tithe, God's kingdom will still live. Because God is a miracle working God. He's a supernatural God. Look, he sent ravens to feed Elijah. Where did they get food? Who prepared that food that the birds carried to Elijah? Who prepared that food? But do you know something? For you to be asked to give, for you to be asked to pay tithe, it's a privilege. It's a partnership. God is just bringing you so that his nature can rub on you. God is just bringing you into his realm. When God tested Abraham,
Isaac,
if man could do that, then I can also send my son to the world. I am telling you, it was the obedience of
Abraham
that was what motivated God to send Jesus Christ. Because if man can obey me like this, then I can also send Jesus Christ into the world. And that man who obeyed me, I will give him a portion of heaven. Abraham's boso.
Abraham kokomo.
That is Isaac's sacrifice. A sacrifice that pinches you. A sacrifice that shakes you. Look, everything we do, it does something. It has a reward. When preaching is going on, when the word is going on, and people are connected to the altar, it is doing something. Offering time, it is doing something. Day bonds, it is doing something. Fundraising, it is doing something. We want to paint here. We want to, it is doing something. Dieting, it is doing something. Everything has what it does. First fruit is doing something. But there is a sacrifice that arouses the innermost being of God. And one of them is the Isaac sacrifice.
And Isaac affordable.
Any step you take in faith. I wasn't happy that Wednesday what I share here was not on Podbean. Media people, media. I am praying for you. Connect to me. Connect to us. Connect to the committees. To know. When you want something to come on. I said the four things on Wednesday. What was it on Wednesday? What was the theme on Wednesday? Four things that hot. Provoke God, eh? Uh-huh. And one of them is sacrifice.
It's
sacrifice. Touching the innermost being of God. To provoke means to stimulate. To give rise to a reaction or emotion. It means to incite somebody. To incite somebody's feeling.
And then I think I know over my story.
There is something that provokes God. Some of us, we haven't provoked God yet. Yes. There are levels of provocation. Look. Before this, Abraham has been building altars. Oh, he has been building altars. Building altars. Building altars. God called him out. Genesis 12. Abraham obeyed. God appeared to him. He built an altar. He kept on building altars. Even Genesis 18, when the three angels appeared, he welcomed them. He fed them. When they were eating, he was standing there, waiting on them. When they got up to leave, he followed them. When they got to a place, they started saying, can we hide anything from
Abraham?
Abraham. This one we shouldn't tell anybody. But this is a privileged information. Listen to me. There are things you do for God. Things that he won't tell any human being. You, he will tell you. If I tell you the things I know about this nation. The things I know about presidents. If I tell you the things God tells me and shows me about people, you add a warning. Keep your mouth. Keep your mouth. I am just showing you so that you know how to pray. I am just telling you. Keep your mouth. There is a place you get to with God. And he will tell you what he has never told anybody. He will show you what he has never shown anybody. And such a person, you become the apple of God's eye. Look, even when people talk about against you, when you are not there, and they gossip, something happens to them. But they don't know. That because they have opened their mouth. I am telling you, people suffer things they are not aware of. It's because there are some people who don't talk against them. Because of the way they are with God. Some of you are sitting down. You are like that. You are very close to God. When I'm saying this, don't think that it's only pastors. There are some members there. Some of you are holier than pastors. I am telling you, some of you, your level is higher than pastors. Only God knows you. But even with this, in Genesis
18,
God still asks Abraham.
Sometimes, God, I don't understand him. A person you have given privileged information. Why don't you just trust him? But now God said, the Bible says that God tested Abraham. He tried Abraham. Some verse say he tempted Abraham. Give me Isaac.
For Isaac, mommy.
After that one,
and no, it's you know,
God said, now,
Mrs. Sabri,
I know,
I feel a man who
I know,
man who
I know,
man who
I know,
man who
church,
as a
there is nothing you are looking for that God cannot give you.
I am your ultimate farmer,
but there are tests.
Now, so in Sophie, you are.
There are tests.
In such a
any position you are looking for. Any blessing you are looking for. I was praying in the night last week. And God said, go to Genesis, go to Matthew chapter 6, verse
11.
Verse 11. Give us this day.
My sad day.
God said, stop there. Give us this day.
My Sunday.
Give us today.
My ene.
King James said, give us this day.
My Sunday.
God said, stop there.
Let me say,
let me teach you how to pray.
I am
the giver. There is no giver like me. I am the giver. So anytime, ask me. And God was saying, anytime my people ask, because it is my nature to give, I must give. If I don't give, I feel bad. Because it is my nature to give.
Hey!
Hey! You think the one who gave you that check, the one who gave, do you think he gave you? It is God. It is God who taught the person. I am telling you. The devil is never a giver. The devil takes away. He steals and kills and
hurts.
People are going to the devil for juju. He takes from others and give it to them. The devil has not created anything. But he takes what God has created. What belongs to others. He takes it. And give it to his own. Those who have sold their souls. Let me tell you, if you are joined occult secretly, in a group secretly, you have sold your soul. There are many Christians, they go to church. They belong to secret groups. You have sold your soul. You can't come out. Do you know why you can't come out? The shame. How you will rot. How you will lose everything. And everybody will know. And the battles that will come into your family. Your wife and your children. That's why you don't see some in church all the time. Because the forces around them will not allow them to be in church. I'm telling you. The forces are wrong. They will not allow you to be in church every time. No! No!
There be.
Some of them, they go to certain churches. I won't mention names, but we are online. Where there is no fire. They go there. Some places where you go, oh, ask for that place, you can go.
Oh, baby, they all quite whole. All the way to me, go.
But never go here.
Now, so men quaha.
Never go here.
Men quaha.
Never go here.
Men quaha.
Some of our members, they secretly come to church.
Now, young, I'm sorry, man, I could come no more, but sorry.
They have to look here.
Oh, I saw here. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Because of the groups they belong to,
and now,
they must secretly come to a Pentecostal church.
Oh, but sir, Pentecostal, sir, for more.
Because the group they belong to will not allow them. Secret, those of you who belong to group, please watch out. The philosophy of that group. I nearly mentioned two of them. Very popular. Very, very popular group. But when you set their background, where to lead you? Yes. When you die, you have sold your soul.
What tongue or cry?
Jesus will say, I don't know you.
Now, yes, like I said, minimo.
A friend of mine.
I seen Adam Fubi.
The bank manager.
Oh, yes, I grab your penny.
Is Brad Douglas here? Brad Douglas is not here today.
You know, Douglas or my name.
That is why we took one of our loans, the church. And this man just became my friend. He was stubborn initially. When the board sat,
said,
church,
sorry,
will not give church.
Yeah, man, sorry, that.
Brother Douglas came and told me,
said, Pastor,
my boss is very stubborn.
I said, what is his name?
Give me his name. I commanded him.
Me say no.
The third day,
he told
Douglas, tell your church to come.
Is Mr.
Jano around?
Yes.
Mr. Jano?
Yes.
I think he's in the corner. Yes.
At the corner there.
Mr. Jano, you know who I'm talking to?
About. So,
Mr. Jano took me, we went there.
He
look at me.
I hear me.
It's okay, Pastor.
I see you. I hear you.
I've never spoken to him.
Oh.
But I commanded his name.
So me said,
you don't know the power you have. Look, I know the power I have. I know. And I use it well.
Now the year to my year.
You have the same power. I mention his name. I say you.
I say whoa.
You don't urinate.
You
don't go to toilet. You don't drink water.
And
you will say that you will not give the church.
Now,
I command.
Oh, Michelle.
3 days.
Now, my son.
Brad Douglas, the cobra.
Tell
your church
Douglas.
To come.
Sorry, no Mr.
Jano called. We went. This man became my friend. Very soon, he was made a chief.
Yes, he been up any or any
one of the chiefs. Somewhere. The day he was being crowned, he invited me. I couldn't go.
That's meant to me,
uncle. Suddenly,
improvima.
He was my Facebook friend.
Now I am in Facebook with Adamfo.
We chat. Yeah, occasionally, you call me, Reverend, pray for me. Then one day I went there and I saw 1 week funeral observation. I look at, I say, what?
I say, oh.
I call Brad Douglas.
Brad Douglas.
Is this in real?
Say,
Pastor. Do you know the man is dead? You don't know? You don't know that that man is dead? My God. They have buried him long time
ago.
But Douglas said, when I come to church, I will tell you. But Douglas came to church.
Sorry.
Say, Pastor,
Osofo.
The man joined an occult group. And he made money. And immediately he made money. First, he belonged to a church. And he joined occult group. Made money. After making money, he secretly left the occult group. When they call him for meetings, he won't come. And they say, you don't know. They say, he has finished bathing. He was wearing trousers.
Oh, I sent the trousers.
When he missed his leg entered another place. And as he was trying to felt that and hit the head on the ground, he was dead. That was all. That was how he died. They killed him. All that money Riches and wealth. Where is it? Do you know why his soul is gone to?
Hell Street.
Because when that death is taking you, it will never inform you. Beloved, we can provoke God. When we provoke God, he releases special grace that qualifies us for positions, for realms, for places, for promotions and blessings that we do not qualify for. When we provoke God, he ushers us into realms that no human can usher you. And like I said, things that provoke God's heart, certain sacrifice, Isaac sacrifice, any sacrifice that shakes you, is an Isaac sacrifice. Losing your best for God for the now. Today, for a better tomorrow, you enter God's deeper place. God's innermost being through what is in your heart for him. Beloved,
I don't know.
Abraham obeyed God from his heart.
David
had it in his heart. In Numbers 14, 20 to 24. Numbers 14, 20 to 24. Caleb's heart qualified him.
Caleb,
his heart qualified him to enter the promised land. The Bible says that he followed God wholeheartedly. In Joshua 24, Verse 15 to 18. And to 17. Joshua 24. Joshua said,
I
and my family, we shall worship God. My God. Solomon provoked God.
Now Solomon so
a sacrifice.
Any of everybody
in 1 Kings chapter 3.
I've medicated me, sir.
Verse 4 to 5. He offered 1,000 sacrifices. And in the night, God gave Solomon a blank check.
Ask
for anything. Who has been given a blank check here before? Has anybody here been given a blank check?
Where
you are to write your own amount?
Okay.
Thank God. I see one person here has been given a blank check before. And you didn't write anything. Because if you were to write something, you should have been having a jet plane. Me,
I say no.
When I am given a blank check,
your mommy check I will
make sure.
Yes,
that to the 10th generation,
man want to so edu.
They will never lack again.
Oh, here and come on
to the 10th generation.
Now want to so to do.
They won't lack again.
Oh, here and come on bioda.
Blank check.
Hey, take a hini so.
I will fast and pray for days. I will write it small. When I write one figure, I will wait. I will write another one and wait. I will write another one and wait. By the time I finish filling the check, the one who gave me the check will know that he gave somebody a
check.
Solomon was given a blank check.
Now, yeah, Solomon, check.
Say, God, give me a blank check.
Mami, check.
Let my Isaac sacrifice provoke you.
And Kenya,
as I end this, Those of you who are sitting by the pillar, hit the pillar.
Just tag the pillar.
Fine. Listen to me. Experts and engineers have been here. And do you know what they tell me? They said, this building, only Holy Ghost inspired earthquake can collapse it. Only Holy Ghost inspired earthquake. That is what can collapse this building. Look, our contractor is doing very well. Let's clap for him. The man is an excellent man. Even though he's very expensive. Don't go for him by heart. Cardinal engineers. You don't know. Quality. Most of the tall buildings in airport residential area, he built them. The other day when they were breaking one of the pillars at the top, I heard one of the guys saying,
no,
you're too strong. One week. It is like rock. And do you know what God said? I should tell you. So will your future be. So will your future be. What you are building for God, you are building your future. You are building your future. You are laying a foundation for your children and your children's children. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why the Bible says,
internet only say,
even in their old age, Psalm 92 verse 14, even in their old age, they will still bear fruit. Revelation chapter 3 verse 12, the Bible says, those who believe and obey, I will make them to become pillars. The one who is victorious, I will make a pillar in my temple. And do you know what that means? When you are 90 years, you will not be holding a walking stick. I said, you will not be holding a walking stick. 90 years, you will not hold a walking stick. 70 years, you will not hold a walking stick. Because of what you are doing for the Lord. Hallelujah. Three days ago, God was telling me something. I was fired up. I decided to pray for only 2 hours. But after God has spoken to me, I prayed 6 hours. From Wednesday to Thursday, I prayed 6 hours. Do you know what God told me? He said, give me your voice. And I will give you my voice. Give me your best. And I will give you my best. Give me your heart. And I will give you my heart. Listen to me. Whatever you give God, in quality and quantity, God will give you the same. I said, 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 God will give you the same. I know three people. The pastors told me, Pastor, let's pray. For this person. And do you know, one of them, he has to sell the house because the wife fell sick. And that man, in the church, anything they are doing, he pretended he was poor. But the day the pastor went to dedicate his house, the pastor asked, how did you build this house? He only smiled.
Oh no,
the wife fell sick.
You
have to sell that house. Another one. Listen to me. Those of you think you can play with God. Outwardly, you pretend you don't have. But you know what you are doing. You know why you are investing. You know as long as it is yours.
Uh-huh.
But for God, Mr. Hansan is there. Pastor is there. Ellen is there. Dorcas is there. So so and so is there. Deacons are there. This person are there. And then you are pointing. They can wait. When you are 60 years, when you are 70 years, there you will see. That time your strength is gone. You will sell that house. That is when somebody will rise up and say, hey, this land is my land. You can't fight it. You can't, look, don't play with God. Some of us, we are not fools. I will retire as a millionaire. In my retirement, I will be a millionaire. What? What are you talking about? Because of the things God has shown me. That's why I do foolish things for God. People think I'm a fool. Even because of their bones. Some of the people used to give me money, they don't give me again. But I thank God that it is coming from other sources. Because my day bones, they think the money they are giving to me, I am only using it for
day
bones. Because always I am giving. Look, that's how rich people are. When they are giving to you, they don't want to hear that you have done something above them. That's why the Bible says we should not rely on man. We should rely on God. On God. On God. On God. But when man is giving you, he want to see you under him. The day they mention 10,000, and you also rise up.
He said,
hey. So now you can give 10,000. Oh, that's what they are doing now. They are no more giving to me. Because of
them.
But do you know something? God is raising people. Katakola kara. Kito kara takola. Likrei tekele basoka. Hali karandu kasa.
Kito labasa.
Rise up with me right now.
Sorry, you announce this, Abri.
Say, Lord.
Kase radie.
Upgrade me.
Upgrade me. Peja me kosro.
We are going to receive upgrading anointing. God said, release upgrading anointing. But before we release the upgrading anointing, take your offering.
You are for here.
Want to give our offering?
You say, "Am I for here, sir?"
Want to give our offering?
You say, "Am I for here?"
Speak to your offering. Listen to me.
Not hear me.
Yesterday,
Enra,
I was praying with somebody. And before we met to pray, the Lord told me that person is coming to give a certain amount for his day born. Isaac sacrifice. The Lord mentioned a figure to me. After we have prayed, I've prayed with this couple. They said to me, Pastor, life has been difficult for us. Even to pay tithe, it has been very difficult. But Pastor, for the first time in our lives, we are coming to give. our Isaac sacrifice.
Yeah, Isaac affordable.
5,000.
In people enum.
I say what?
I say hey.
5,000.
In people enum.
God told me,
yeah, me catch me.
That when you come,
so,
you will tell me
catch
that
me.
You are going to give 5,000.
So,
I rose up.
Me sorry, yeah.
They are here right now.
Omo, say,
they are hearing what I'm saying.
Omo, tini, make
I just got up.
Me sorry, yeah.
I said, God,
I see, yeah, me.
Because you confirm your way, that you were the one who really spoke to me. Because sometimes when we are receiving things, you think that is from your head. God, today,
and then
I will give you 1,000 cedis offering. My offering this morning is 1,000 cedis. I am giving God 1,000 cedis offering. Not my Isaac sacrifice. As for my Isaac, I will not mention it.
But
my offering, just because God confirmed that he was the one who spoke to me. And you know, God will continue to speak to you. That's what I do. Every time I catch a revelation, I say, God, I owe you 50
cedis.
I owe you 100
cedis.
And I will put it down. Someday when I'm coming, I gather it.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.